Warning, 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie we're going to be reviewing is called Ex Yuma. It's, Corey, this is going to be tough. And I need to start learning like a second language for this shit.
Good luck.
Here
we go.
Glad
you do this part.
All right, wish me luck.
I'm going to crack open a beer while you struggle through this.
Have fun, because this is going to be ridiculous. All right. Written and directed by Jang Jae-hyun, starring Kim Go-hyun as Harem, Lee Do-hyun as Bong-gil, and Choi Min-sik as Kim Sang-deok. I think I got that.
Yeah, I think you're pretty close. if not got it all perfect.
If I got it perfect, oh my god, that's a first. Like, if anything, I was super fucking close. I think I was super fucking close there.
Yeah, you got it.
Plot of this movie is the process of excavating an ominous grave unleashes dreadful consequences buried underneath.
But before we get into it, Corey, last night I was looking in the mirror and you know what? My beard was looking gnarly. And I said to myself, I can't look like this. I gotta do something. So I decided to break out Beard Octane's beard wash and conditioner along with their beard oil. And dude, my beard looked amazing. I'm glad you turned me on to Beard Octane.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, I've been using their products for years and I can vouch for them. And whether you're pounding IPAs or chopping wood, you got to look your best. Visit beardoctane.com and use the code 30screams10 at checkout for a 10% discount. It helps us. And like I said, the products are absolutely incredible. They're local too. They're based out of Connecticut. So help them out and support small businesses. We're not just slinging beard grooming supplies. We've been using them for a while.
Yeah, we have.
With that said, 30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of Ex Yuma?
I was glad when it was over. Steve, what did you think?
Pretty much glad it was over. Review over.
Okay, we're done. Bye.
Done. Shortest episode, 30 seconds, Screams or Less. This movie, I didn't hate it. I was glad it was over because, oh my God, did it drag on, man.
Why the fuck was it over 2 hours? Like, what was it, like 2 hours and 20 minutes or something?
Dude, this movie could have been split up into two separate movies.
I love Japanese horror, but this was fucking rough. This was really rough and hard to watch. And that's I can say rough to watch and mean it in a good way. This was not rough to watch in a good way.
No, not at all. This movie, like, there were parts I did like of it, but it just dragged on forever. And they just kept going back to this fucking grave. I'm like, would you wrap it up already? Just open the whole fucking thing up and figure out what's down there. Instead of like, they went back like three times to it.
Dude, the only reason I even suggested that we watch this is because Choi Min-sik was in it. And he's from one of my favorite movies of all time, the original Old Boy.
Yeah, great one.
Seeing him again, I was like, yeah, we gotta watch this shit. Oh, I fucked up.
Yeah, that's okay. There's hit and misses. And this one was a miss. I gave it a decent review anyways, because I didn't hate it. There were things that I liked about it. The story I thought was pretty good, but I think how it was arranged was very weird, because it did feel like two separate movies, and it was like split up into how many parts? 4 parts? 5 parts? 6 parts? It was split up into a shit ton of parts.
Yeah, they did chapters. I'm not a fan of chapters, and I feel like we've been watching a lot of movies with chapters lately.
We have. Yeah, it like almost like just a way to transition to something without giving it a good explanation or a good flow. Like, you're breaking up a flow of a movie by doing chapters.
So I watched Furiosa the other day. I don't know if you've watched that yet.
I've been wanting to, but not yet.
So, long movie, but also chapters.
Really? Okay.
We watched Long Legs, chapters. We watched Exuma, chapters.
Yeah, you're right. Long Legs did have chapters. That's right. Mm-hmm. But I felt Long Legs had a good flow to it. So chapters seems like a big thing now. I mean, I guess there's a lot of directors starting to do it. I don't know if it's like a trend that's happening, but to me, it feels like causes the movie to not flow that well. However, Long Legs did still have a good flow to it, even though there were chapters. But these chapters should have just been split up into two separate movies. Yeah, this movie was over 2 hours, and it felt like 4 hours. It felt like I was watching Headless, like, that length, where I'm just like, when the fuck is this thing gonna let up, man? And, like, there was so much shit happening that just probably didn't even need to be there.
Yeah, but you wanted Headless to end because you didn't want to watch heads get fucked anymore. You wanted this to end because it was bad.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Honestly, I might change my score of it at the end because I think I was being a little nice about it. But essentially, what happens is this movie's about this girl and her friend, or like a, almost like a brother. They took him in, and what they do is they find bad spirits. People have these ancestors that are affecting family members in like a negative way, almost like they're cursed and shit like that. The majority of the time, it's because the grave is not in a good place. It's like in a bad ground or whatever, and they have to dig it up and move the body to a different place. And that's pretty much what this movie's about. Now, then there's this super rich family who, same thing, they're kind of cursed. The son, who's basically just a baby, he's all sorts of like just screaming, crying all the time. It's, and he just doesn't seem like a normal baby. And the brother killed himself like a while back because he was seeing things and hearing things and just kind of went crazy. And it's kind of going through the family. So they're like, okay, well, let's see where your grandfather's grave is. And they go to this grave of the grandfather and they see it's like in the middle of fucking nowhere, like on the side of a mountain. And there's no other graves around it. And immediately, like, we see foxes and shit, like a whole group of foxes.
Horribly CGI'd foxes.
And I guess the thing with foxes, or fox, is that they hang out and protect grave sites. I guess that's the thing in that culture. So they go to this grave, and they're not ready to dig this thing up because... Now, Kim, he does this thing where he tastes the ground. Like, he just picks up a little bit of dirt, puts it in his mouth, and he knew right away that the ground was soiled and that, like, there was a certain type of evil to the ground. And he was like, I can't do this. We can't dig this body up. And the main girl in it, she's like, we're going to have to do this ancient ritual to distract the demon so that way that the grave can be dug up. And so they dig up the grave, and the thing's fine. She's doing her distraction. It is fucking weird, man.
The ritual?
Yeah.
So the ritual was weird, and it was super intense, and they had Lars Ulrich playing drums for them.
Yep, exactly.
Fucking hitting a tin can.
Yep. And she's dancing around with a knife. She's stabbing pigs. She's putting blood all over her and all this stuff, and they take the casket out. And it's not like a normal casket, man. This thing is like, it's got some like ancient writing and shit on it.
So they mentioned that the family was wealthy, and yes, the grandson did not, or he paid them to dig up the grave, but he said he didn't want them to open the grave. He wanted them to cremate the coffin immediately. He didn't want anyone to touch it.
Exactly.
So, yeah, they dug it up, and this thing is like got nice carvings on it. You know, you can tell it's not a cheap coffin.
No, not at all. They're all looking at it like, oh my God, what is this thing?
Right.
Very, very nice coffin. Very overpriced.
I hope my dumpster is nice like that when I end up in it.
Oh, I'm getting shot into space.
Yeah.
I heard it costs $50,000 to shoot your ashes into space.
Yeah, that's more than the dumpster, Steve.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, it's not your problem.
Yeah, my family will be like, fuck, that's your wishes?
Yeah, they're all going to have to like pool their monies together to shoot you into space.
Yep, exactly. We might have to come up with a backup plan for that.
Dumpster.
Actually, I had this idea of, you know, the Big Lebowski, like a coffee container.
Hey, yep. Folgers can
put my ashes in that. I think it'd just be cool. You know, yeah. I don't need a fucking a wood box or a like an urn, nothing like that. Just put me in a Folgers can and then do what you will.
Folgers can's cheap too.
It is cheap. Plus, you get to drink the coffee first. So you have to drink the coffee first because we don't want anyone drinking my fucking.
I was going to say, what if someone drinks your ashes instead?
Then I'm forever with them, and now they're haunted.
Nobody wants that.
No, I don't think so. I don't... Oh, God. Have you ever thrown ashes?
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, I have to. Like, it's a weird thing, man. Especially when it's someone you don't know.
Can't say I've done that.
Yeah, I've done that.
Someone you don't know?
Yes!
What the fuck? How'd you get roped into that?
Oh, dude, like... So we have this neighbor at our, like, lake house, and his lover just died. and he comes in and he's like, come on, everyone, we're going to the beach. And I'm like, why? He's like, I'm going to spread some ashes. I'm like, all right, we'll be there for, like, you know, to console him, because obviously it's his partner. Never going to see him again. It's a traumatic thing for him. So he's like, all right, everyone, put your hands out. And I'm like, I don't want to offend this guy. So I've never met his partner. I know him, but I've never met his partner. And so he puts ashes in my hand, and I'm like, I don't know this person. And I'm holding their dead body parts in my hand. I'm like, this is fucking messed up. But I had to do it, because I got to commit to the bit, man.
You were being a good person by doing it too, so.
Exactly, exactly.
Respect.
It's respect. So if someone is like that willing to put someone's ashes in your hands, and they trust you that much, even though you don't know them, dude, you just do it. Because it's just, it's the good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I threw ashes on the beach.
On the sand or in the water?
Some threw sand, some threw water. So okay. I threw it on the sand.
Like
yes.
Pieces of bones? Okay, yes. I was going to say, because like when I did it, I've done it like at least twice. Mm-hmm. My grandmother and my dad. And mm-hmm. I remember the chunky bits.
Yeah, I had the chunky bits.
Oh, that's a feeling you don't forget.
I don't forget it. And so here's the problem too. I'm a germaphobe. You know this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
I did you just take a bath in fucking Purell when you were done?
Yes, basically. I said this thing to my family because I know, like, they know how I feel about this, about like my hands being dirty like that. And I'm like, all right, everyone, let's not all go wash our hands at the same time because it's going to look fucked up. So just
that's what's going to look fucked up out of everything that just happened.
Out of everything that just happened, what's fucked up is we don't want to all of us run to the fucking sink together and be washing our hands. And meanwhile, this guy's like, damn, I just gave them my partner's ashes to throw on the beach, and now they're just washing them away. I didn't want to put him through that. So it's like one at a time, and I'm sitting there with, like, you know, ashy hands. And I'm like, I'm just waiting. I'm waiting to wash my hands. Oh, my God, man. But that was an experience.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a weird thing, especially for someone you don't really know, that you've never really met.
That's honestly the first time I've ever heard of that happening. Ever. Really? Yeah, because usually it's like a family friend, like a relative, a family friend, a friend.
Yep.
Never someone you don't know, because usually that's like a very, intimate thing.
Corey, never dull moment in this life.
I guess. Damn.
Dude, the shit that happens to me, we've talked about it last night. Just the random.
Yeah, the stories you were telling me last night. Holy
oh,
shit.
Okay. Well, you know, because we're going to. Here's the thing about this movie. It's not good. It's fine. It's long. It's whatever. But I have to tell this story because this was absolutely absurd, too.
Mm-hmm. This is a TV story?
No, I won't tell that one. But there's the other one with the mistaken identity.
Oh, this just happened to you yesterday.
Yes, that happened to me yesterday too. Not all that happened in one day. I went to the DMV to get my shit switched over to New Hampshire because I'm still a Massachusetts resident. So I go over there. I have everything I need. You know, I've got all my documentation. So I hand it to them. They're looking me up in the system. They're like, did you get a speeding ticket in Goffstown, New Hampshire in 2013? I'm like, yeah. Why? Immediately.
You think you're going to jail at this point.
I'm like, am I going to get fucking arrested? Did I not pay a ticket for 11 years? I'm like, I'm fucked. I'm so fucked. So they pull up my information. They see that. But they're like, but it's a girl's photo that's attached to this profile. I'm like, couldn't tell you. I was never a woman. So they're like, they clearly want to ask me if I had a sex change or something. And I'm just like, I was never a woman. I've been a dude my whole life. I'm like, what is going on? Am I getting arrested? They're like, no, but it's weird that it's coming up with. Now I'm thinking, like, my identity is being stolen. I'm like, Jesus Christ. You know, I have, like, all this stuff to track my shit. So I'm like, I'm not seeing anything weird. What is going on? I'm at the DMV for 2 hours while they're calling the police in a different town, trying to get everything all squared away. And finally, they're like, okay. It's our fault. I'm like, well, thank fucking goodness it's your fault because it's not mine. I pay my tickets and I'm not a girl.
Another day in the life of Steve.
Another day in the life. So I got my license though. We're good. I'm a New Hampshire resident now. So y'all been warned. So let's get back to the movie. Those are my two ridiculous stories for now.
Do we have to?
Yeah, we do, I guess. I mean, this is a movie podcast. It's not a Steve's Ridiculous Life podcast.
Because... can this episode be a Steve's Ridiculous Life podcast?
Yeah. Dude, I should just have a TV show. Steve's Ridiculous Life. And it's like a sitcom of just absolute lunacy that happens to me.
Yeah.
Because, like, the other story I told you last night was absurd, but I don't want to tell it because it involves a friend, and I think he listens to the podcast. And it's
he's gonna know now.
Well, yeah, but it was just it was a crazy story. I wasn't saying anything bad. I was just saying like what happened. It was nuts.
So you know what I just realized about my notes?
What's that?
I have like three left
already.
Oh my god, dude!
I at least fucking went on a tangent. Maybe have to just take over and go.
I was gonna say you might have to carry this one.
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna have to. All right, so we're at the scene now where they take the coffin out. It's got all the fucking carvings and stuff, and they load it up into a car. Immediately, it starts raining, and they're like, "Shit, we can't burn this coffin because like ancient culture says if you cremate something when it's raining, the soul will never make it up to the afterlife in the place it's supposed to be. It's gonna get caught in like limbo, I guess, something like that." So they store it at like a morgue or whatever, and they leave it with a guy they think they can trust. Now, this guy is like, oh, you don't need to leave me money. We're okay. We're fine. But you know, he takes the money anyways. Everyone's gone. They think all's fine and dandy. They're just going to wait for the rain to stop, and then they'll cremate the coffin, and that's it. Movie's over. Wrong. That guy who is going to watch the coffin decides he's going to try opening it up. Naturally, the soul of the grandfather gets out of the coffin. And he's got hell to pay. He's in rage mode at the moment. So he just starts going one by one through the family and just start killing people. So he kills like his son, who is like an old man at this point, kills him, kills his daughter. Then from there, he kills, this is a fun kill, by the way, the one that actually paid to have the coffin dug up, kills him by spinning his head around like when he was talking to Kim's character.
Yeah, that was actually a cool kill.
Yeah, it looked really well. It was very cool because it actually looked like he was going to survive. And then, like, nope, his head got spun backwards. And that was all she wrote with that one. So he died. And then next up, the soul of the grandfather decides he's going to go and finish the whole task and go to the child. But not before a whole crazy ritual happens in the morgue where that girl, Hyun, she actually manages to bring the soul back. And she was trying to get the soul into Bong-gil, and they were going to put it, like, into the coffin. I don't know if he was going to be put in the coffin. I don't know how they were going to go about it. The fact is, the soul left anyways. They didn't get him back into the coffin. And then he went back to the hospital where the baby was, and he's going to try to kill the baby. They ended up burning the coffin. Somehow, that actually ended up destroying the soul, and the grandfather went to the afterlife, and that's it. And you're like, okay, that's a solid ending for a movie. Part two. There's a part two to this? What's happening?
Seriously. You've already watched it for an hour and a half.
Yeah. So part one, hour and a half. And that was like a full-blown movie. And like with everything tied up, everything wrapped up fine. And that's it. That would have made the perfect ending for a movie. Now, part two. Part two, which I forgot to mention this. So one of the people that were digging up the grave, once everyone left, he was still kind of in there. And the snake came out with like a head to it. And he cut the head off a snake. And it was like, it looked like a normal person's head on it.
I'm not going to lie. I saw that snake with the head. And yeah. I didn't realize that them killing it was probably why all this happened.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's probably
missed,
why.
I missed that part. Saw the head. I thought that was it.
Yeah. I saw the head and I was like, what the fuck was that? Like, I was kind of taking notes as I was watching it. So I kind of looked down and I saw like a snake with a full head of hair.
Yeah. These subtitle movies are very, I have a hard time writing notes while I'm watching them.
Because you have to pay attention to the subtitles and taking the notes. By the way, everyone, subtitles, you kind of have to keep those things on. Because this is all in Korean? Is it Korean?
I believe so, yeah.
I think it was a hybrid, actually. It was a few different languages. I think it was Korean, English, and Japanese. So
I don't have a problem like with Korean, Japanese films, but like I love... So like Godzilla Minus One, for example. I don't know if you've seen that. But
not yet.
They put it on Netflix a couple of weeks ago, and it's dubbed. I had watched it originally, and it had subtitles. Obviously, that's just a hard thing to watch, but like Netflix dubs it in English. So it's cool. You can just listen to it like
easy.
A normal movie.
That's great. I don't hate it, but I hate it when it's like stupid. Like, when they legitimately, like, the voice actors are a nightmare. The voice actors in Squid Game, awful. Awful, awful, awful. Like, the guy who had the freaking, I don't know, snake tattoo on his, like, neck to his face, which literally just looked like a dick going to his mouth. that's what he looked like. So, he's just like, ha, 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 ha. Fuck you all. Like, that's how he would talk. It's like, come on.
Yeah, it was kind of cringy, for sure.
It was very cringy.
But the Godzilla movies, I always loved how they do the English dubbing.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, the franchise has been there long enough at least appease people who maybe aren't Japanese or don't understand how to speak Japanese, that type deal.
Well, it could have been just like a Netflix thing, too, because you can select different languages on... I don't know if Godzilla Minus One had different languages, but I have watched movies on Netflix before where you can pick the dubbing, whether it be English, German, Spanish, you know?
Yeah, I like when Netflix does that, when they have like all these different options. It kind of covers all bases. It's pretty awesome.
It does, and like, I don't know if there was a version of this movie that had English dubbing, but maybe I missed it because it's on Shudder.
Right.
But yeah. I don't know if they have an option for dubbing, or I don't know.
Yeah. So, okay. So we think the movie's over. And now part two. Part two, we start off with Kim going to one of the people that dug up the grave, going to his place, and he's violently ill in there. Like, the doctors can't figure out what the hell's going on. And he thinks it's because of the coffin that they dug up. Now, I was thinking the whole time, like, I bet you there's a coffin beneath that one. There's got to be. And like, I thought that immediately at the beginning. I'm like, I bet you there's two coffins in there, one on top of the other. So, and there was. It was, what did they call it? Double burial? Something like that?
No idea.
I think I noted it.
I was not invested.
You were not invested in this at all. So it was like a double burial. They freaking put a coffin underneath the grandfather's coffin. And this coffin was actually standing straight up. It wasn't laid down like you normally would. It was straight up. It was wrapped in barbed wire. And so they pulled this thing up, and it was ginormous. It looked like it was a fucking coffin for a giant. Okay. So now this is basically movie two, where, okay, we're going to get a whole new different fucking thing in this coffin, a whole new different beast or whatever. And so they take it out. They bring it to, like, this nearby geomancer.
No, no, no. The geomancers are the ones that sold the plots of land. The shamans.
So he was a shaman.
I believe the shamans are the ones that, the opposite of geomancers, essentially.
Okay, so they brought it to that house where the shaman, they allowed the coffin to be there. They fucking put a rice ring around it, and they did all sorts of shit to hopefully make sure that no spirits or nothing get out of it. And they all go to bed, and Bongil, he's laying there, and all of a sudden, like, that shaman is standing on his chest, and he just keeps saying, "My liver, my liver, my liver, my liver," over and over, and it looks like his liver was ripped out of his fucking chest. So Bongil wakes up, looking around, and he goes and he sees, like, there's this giant fucking thing eating pigs across the street or whatever.
There were a lot of pigs in this movie.
There were a lot of pigs in this movie. So the girl gets out of the car, she's sleeping in there, and she goes to where the coffin was, and it's opened, and then she fucking hears, like, a bang on the roof. And the thing jumps down and walks in. And he's like, "I smell a human." And it's like, dude, it's one of those giant Japanese warriors.
I think it was a samurai, right?
Samurai, yeah. Giant fucking, must have been 8 feet tall samurai. Massive thing. And she was like professing, like, "I'll be your slave," or whatever. Or saying that, "I am your slave." Something like that. And he's like, "Did you bring me, what was it, sweet fish?" I don't know, it was some sort of fish. And all, and
yep,
all
the time, it was like the sardines.
Whole, yeah, it's like sardines or whatever. And I'm thinking the whole time, I'm thinking like Kotal fish from South Park.
Oh, yeah.
The fucking human centipede episode where Kyle is part like in the middle and the guy's like, "Should I eat the Kotal fish?"
It's been so long, I honestly don't remember, but I love South Park. So
South Park is great, man. South Park's great. So this guy, he's the one that ripped the fucking liver out of the shaman or whatever, and Bongil tries to save him by jabbing the samurai with some sort of metal rod, and it literally does nothing at all. It just freaking touches his chest, like, boom. And he's standing there like, "Okay, are you a god?" No. So he rips his liver out. Oh, no, he doesn't rip his liver out. He just jams his hand into his chest, and they end up scaring the thing off. He turns into like a ball of flames and fucking like jets out of there. And now like they're at the hospital. Bongil is in surgery. I thought he was dead. I thought he was toast, dude.
Oh, yeah, he should have been.
Yeah. Yeah,
he got fucking destroyed.
He got fucking annihilated. So now they're at the hospital, and this is where I'm thinking that Bongil's going to be dead. They didn't get the fucking samurai, whatever, and that's the end of the movie. Nope, we're still going. Bongil is apparently possessed by this samurai, or he's got like this link to the samurai. So whenever the samurai is talking, Bongil is talking. It's similar to that as in Abigail, where Abigail was, what's her name? The girl, not Abigail, Kate?
Catherine Newton, but her name was Sammy in Abigail.
Sammy, thank you, Sammy. So when Sammy was dancing, Abigail was dancing, like that kind of link, right? So Bongil had that link with the samurai. So they come up with this idea with, they're going to try to stop this samurai, and they go back to the gravesite again. And Kim's looking around, seeing what there is, and he sees the snake, and he finds that there was actually, the samurai is in there. And it's just like, he's not buried in a coffin. He's just straight up in there, buried. So he sees that, and he's like, all right, I know we got to do, there's a rod that we have to stab him with, and he'll die, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay. So they go through this whole deal. Bongil is speaking in Japanese, laying in the hospital bed. He's being surrounded by the woman that raised him, and they're all praying. There's a chicken nearby that they're going to cut the head off this chicken in case the soul from the samurai jumps into the chicken. Similar to that in Drag Me to Hell. Remember where they can Drag Me to Hell, where they're going to try to drag the curse or whatever out of her into the goat, and mm-hmm. they were going to cut the goat's head off? Kind of like
vaguely,
that.
Vaguely, but I remember.
Yeah. Great movie, by the way. I love it. I remember watching it with my ex recently, or like last year, and she could not stomach it, man, because of the throwing up in the mouth and shit.
Dude, Justin Long is fucking legendary. That was another Sam Raimi movie, actually.
It was, yeah. It's fucking great. Sam Raimi does some amazing stuff. Obviously, he did the whole Spider-Man series, too.
Yeah,
on top of
I was going to say, it's crazy he did Spider-Man, but he also does a lot of horror stuff.
Yeah, and he did the like Doctor Strange movies as well. Mm-hmm. First one, great. Second one, eh. It was okay.
Yeah, as right.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to it, and it was fine. I don't really remember much of it, but I also don't have access to Disney Plus, so I don't watch Marvel movies or Star Wars stuff. I don't have access to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I couldn't go back and watch it if I wanted to. Unless I want to watch Madam Web, that's on Netflix.
Yeah, don't.
Now, I heard just bad things.
Don't. That's all I'm going to say.
Just don't. I heard a lot of nothing happens.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that was a struggle. That was a struggle similar to this movie, actually.
Yeah, I'm basically struggling having to get through it. Like, I'm almost kind of rushing through it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they come up with this deal where they're like, all right, well, we have to do the same deal. Hyun decides she has to distract the samurai while Kim and his predecessor, they're going to try and see if they can find this rod, whatever, to kill the samurai with. And it should be in this grave. So now they're digging up the grave even more. After the samurai is out of there, she's lured him out. She's pretending to be a tree. Like, there's all sorts of smoke, so she's pretending to be nature, talking to the samurai, saying, I own these woods. You're here. You're just here. And just kind of as a distraction.
I did think the touch of them basically painting all those tattoos on themselves was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was cool. It reminded me of Habushi. Not Habushi. The fucking wrestler from the like 90s with the white pants.
Hayabusa?
Not Hayabusa. Was it Hayabusa? No, not Hayabusa. Fuck.
Oh, Muda. Wasn't Great Muda do that?
No.
Okay.
Hakushi.
Hakushi Shinzaki. No, Jinsei Shinzaki.
Okay, whatever. All right. So,
try that again. No, back it up.
What?
Say it again.
Hakushi Shinzaki?
Jinsei Shinzaki.
Oh my god, why? Why do you want me to say that?
Because I get a kick out Hakushi of you struggling.
Hakushi Jinsei Shinzaki. Whatever. He was a wrestler from the early 90s, still when it was WWF, mm-hmm. and he had like white pants and Japanese lettering on him. So mm-hmm. they had the same kind of deal in this movie. They were using it as scripture to save them from being really fucked up by samurai. And the reason we knew that is because Bongil was covered in tattoos like that. And there was one spot in particular that the samurai jammed his hand in that didn't have those tattoos. So they're wearing all this Japanese lettering on them, and they're digging in the grave. Hyun is in the forest trying to distract him. They never find the rod. So the whole time they're digging. They're digging shit, breaks. They're fucking toast. They're like, it's not here. So the samurai realizes that it's a distraction. And he starts going after Hyun. And it turns out she has that connection to her grandmother in the afterlife. So her grandmother just steps in and she's like, I'm going to fight this fucking samurai. But we never see it. It's just like a spirit against a spirit type deal. She runs. Grandmother takes care of business. Clearly didn't take care of business because the samurai showed up later on. And he's in the grave with Kim. He's got his fucking hand in his stomach as well, trying to grab his liver. Somehow, Kim...
Sounds so dumb.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty ridiculous. So they pour horse blood all over the samurai. And it burns him. He turns into a ball of flames and he goes up again. And Kim, I fucking don't even remember how he managed to figure this out, but he somehow got this rod and covered it in like his blood or horse blood or something, and he started stabbing the samurai with it. And then he got a piece of wood, same blood technique, and he hits the samurai and it like literally almost cuts him in half. And then he takes that same wood and he fucking just straight cuts him almost like in half down the middle, and the samurai is dead. And that's it. So we're like, okay, so now this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that Kim's going to die in this scene, and he's going to die in that grave. The world is saved. Bong Gil is good. Everything's fine. And that's it. Right? No.
It keeps going.
It keeps going. So the next scene, they're now at the hospital, and they see that Bong Gil's better. He's eating food. Everything's fine. And apparently Kim, he's laying in a hospital bed. He's all banged up. And he's fine. And I'm thinking, like, okay, that was clearly a death scene. He could have easily died there. But somehow, even though, like, he had this giant gaping hole in his stomach, they were able to get him to the hospital perfectly fine. So he just leans over. He's like, oh, you know, just can't eat, blah, 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 whatever. And end scene, fade to black.
Finally.
This movie was 2 hours and it felt like four.
Yeah, I really struggled to watch this one, dude.
I struggled too. It was
like
a
obviously
chore.
You did most of the talking this episode because this was not for me at all.
I know,
and it sucked
wasn't.
Because I saw a lot about this movie, like a lot of the horror like TikToks and Reddit accounts, Twitter accounts that I follow were talking about this movie, and I'm just like, what did these people see in it? I don't understand.
No clue, man. When I saw Choi Min-sik was in it, I was like, I know him. Like, I don't watch a lot of Japanese films, but I knew him. I knew him from Old Boy, and I was like, sick, I'm down, let's watch that. And same thing, man. I took all the notes, but I was just kind of like out of it, you know, just not really, like I was half invested, which is not good. Like, and I'm just kind of tuned out, but I'm like on my phone at some points, just kind of looking through things, I'm watching, I'm taking some notes here and there. Really, I was just going fucking scene by scene. None of this is really noteworthy. Nothing like that makes me go, oh, this is something I want to talk about. Nothing. Nothing was really like, this would be cool to talk about. And I think we should just get into it. Corey, what do you give Exhuma?
Surprisingly, I'm not going to give it a one. It's actually going to get a two. Because not everything about it was bad. It's just nothing stuck with me. Why was it so fucking long?
No idea.
Bored for most of it.
Yeah.
It dragged a lot. And a lot of it actually made no sense to me at all. Mm-hmm. I will never watch this or talk about it again. This is it right here.
This is it?
We're done.
That's okay. Same thing. You know, I was like, good Lord, it's finally over, right? I'm going with a 3 out of 5 of this. I probably would have liked it more if it hadn't felt like a 6-hour long movie. It almost felt like two different films. I thought the acting was good and I liked the premise, but damn, did this draw on, man. The pace of this movie was just weird. It's like they didn't know how to finish it, so they just kept adding shit at the end.
Yeah, it was like post-edits or whatever, where they just kept adding stuff, and they just kept going and going.
Yeah.
Like you said, you expected certain scenes towards what we thought the end was going to be. You would expect that it was going to be it. The screen was going to fade to black, we were going to get the credits. It just kept going, and they'd fucking throw some other, I don't know, like, twist into the movie.
Yeah, and it just kept happening, and it kept happening. I'm like, oh my God, okay, I get it. It's like... Why couldn't you have split this up into two fucking things? Well, you could have made this a series.
Yeah, it could have definitely been a series.
I think a series probably would have benefited more from this.
Maybe like a limited series or something?
Exactly. I think that would have been better. I think that way they would have been able to get their shit in all the episodes, instead of trying to jam all of this into one movie and just do like stacking. Almost like movie one, movie two, movie three. There was no need for it. It was insane. It should have been a show or split up into two movies. But yeah, same thing. I don't see myself ever going out of my way to watch this again. I was optimistic because, like I said, I knew Choi Min's sick. I knew him. And so, like, for me to know a Japanese actor, I think it's, like, it's a pretty big deal.
So, that's just it, man. Like, Old Boy is such an iconic film, the original. I never bothered with the remake.
I watch it. It's not bad.
Josh Brolin, like, I don't know. I like Josh Brolin, but I just, this is one of those movies that I don't think they should have touched. Similar to Speak No Evil, for example.
Yeah.
That shouldn't have been touched. That wasn't even out for a year, and now they're remaking it.
Yeah, we saw a trailer on that when we went to see Long Legs, and every time we see that trailer, we're just like, we shake our heads and roll our eyes.
Yeah, I mean, there's no mystery in the trailer at all. They literally spoil absolutely everything.
Yeah, everything in the trailer is like the important parts of the movie.
Yep, you find out why the movie is called what it's called.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you find out that the kid has no tongue. That's why. Speak
you
no evil.
You find out how he lost it.
Yep, cut it off. There you go. And you find out that the family's behind that shit, clearly. There you go. They give away literally everything.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to it. I will see it.
Oh, yeah. We'll watch it for sure.
Well, let's go to the theaters. We'll have to see it in theaters. And then hopefully James McAvoy will be there. And then we could just be like, dude, fuck. You're in everything, aren't you?
Yeah. James McAvoy is just going to be in Londonderry, New Hampshire, watching a screening of his own movie.
That would be hysterical. And I'd be like, dude, you need to come back with us now, and we have to do a podcast episode.
Right. We want you to be the third member.
Because we've been dying to have him on the podcast.
Dude, we would skyrocket his career. He needs help with his career, so.
Yeah, I guess so. Even though he's done a lot of good stuff, man. I mean, I liked Wanted. I've seen that so much, man.
Wanted was awesome, dude. Angelina Jolie and James McAvoy together was pretty good.
It was good. I don't think they had good chemistry, but I think action-wise, that was a good movie. I thought it was cool. Like, the fucking, like, curving the bullets and shit like that. Fun stuff. I remember one time I slept over at my ex-drama's house, Sam, and I woke up, and we watched Wanted, and it was on DVD. And you know with DVDs, it has, like, the start screen, like, before you hit play and shit, right?
The menus, yeah.
The menus, yeah. And fucking song was playing over and over and over all night. And, like, I was passed out, and I woke up to it. I'm like, oh, yeah. Fuck, have I been listening to that all night? Oh, my God. Like,
you just
dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-d fun movie to watch. All right, everyone, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Leave us a 5-star review on all podcast platforms so we can get some more exposure. Of course, tell your friends. Both our intro and outro music are courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Be sure to check out Andrew on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to pick it up. We're also part of the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to visit shiningwizardsnetwork.com. They're an awesome podcast network ranging from wrestling to heavy metal, horror, all that good stuff. So check that out. Visit 30screamsorless.com for all previous episodes and transcripts to go with those episodes. Also, check out beardoctane.com for their whole line of grooming supplies. And be sure to use the code 30screams10 at checkout for 10% off your order. And if there's anything you want us to review, send an email to 30screamsorless@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. Use hashtag 30screamsorless. And also, we have some awesome merch for sale on our website, so definitely check that out. If you go to our website, at the very top, there's a shop link. Click that link, and you'll see all sorts of shirts, hats, mugs, things like that. If you buy it, it helps going towards our hosting costs. I'm Steve.
I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans.